taking this time now to settle into whatever postures you've chosen, lying down, sitting, standing, whatever your posture is. Make sure there's ease and comfort to it, that you feel nicely grounded. And giving ourselves a little soothing touch, however you like to do that, or feeling into a very supportive posture, whatever speaks to you right now. And letting this soothing or supportive touch be a way to remind ourselves to open into self-kindness as we practice, and really trusting that when we're kind to ourselves, we open into kindness towards others. And so you can leave your hands in those positions or let them rest in your lap, at your sides, whatever feels comfortable. And engaging soothing touch at any point during this practice. And allowing now for some nice full breaths. And engaging with a nice full exhale, maybe making that sound of relaxation as you exhale. Ah. Trying that on again. And when you feel ready, just letting the breathing settle into however it is naturally. And with this friendly awareness, abiding with the breathing as a way to come into presence. Tracking the breath moment to moment. Wherever it's easy and pleasant for you. And just resting there. We keep coming back as attention wanders, as a gift to ourselves, to just gently let be, let go with all the other experiences as a way to settle ourselves. And you might care to abide for a short while with your awareness predominantly focused on the in-breath. Maybe take a few good-sized breaths and really feel into the in-breath. We might notice that there's a lovely uplifting and opening effect with each in-breath. Even if our breathing is a bit challenged by illness, we can still feel some of that uplift and opening. may even generate some sensations of courage. The open heart. And indeed, we are nourished with each in-breath. And then if you care to, let your awareness rest for a short while on the out-breath. Give it a little extra attention, possibly slightly extending the out-breath to a full exhale. And here we naturally feel how the body drops. There's a relaxation, a relief with each out-breath. May feel calming. Indeed, the out-breath is soothing, naturally soothing. And so simply being aware, breathing in and breathing out in the silence, coming back as attention wanders. Letting ourselves be nourished and soothed by the breathing. It feels helpful, skillful, letting your awareness widen around the breathing to take in the whole body. If that helps you connect even more deeply with breathing and being present here, now. Nourishing and soothing. And now letting that sense of body and body breathing, letting them stabilize our awareness as we move into loving kindness practice. So keeping that felt sense of body and body breathing throughout. And anything else that helps you to stay embodied, such as a little smile at the corners of the eyes and lips. And bringing forth to mind one that you find helps you to feel smiley, someone that's easy for you, that you're indeed perhaps grateful for. And it doesn't need to be a big relationship. It could simply be a neighbor, the letter carrier, someone you just encountered on the street. And holding that being in mind, could be a non-human being, the squirrels, the chipmunks, the birds. And offering this being some good wishes of loving kindness, using your own, or possibly wishing them safety, health, happiness, and ease. And so practicing in the silence for this easy one is a way to warm up the heart-mind, all the while we stay embodied. Feeling embodied, perhaps soothing touch helps here. Take a half a minute more to practice for the easy one. Notice how it feels for you to have engaged in the practice this far. And if it feels approachable, including yourself, may we be safe, healthy, happy, live with ease. Or your own phrases, include yourself with the easy one in some way or another. take a half minute more to practice in this way with the easy one and yourself together as we. Noticing how it sits with you to have practiced in this way. And if it feels easy enough, can you just offer loving kindness for yourself? Perhaps yourself as you are now, or as a little one, if that's helpful. Perhaps using I language, may I be safe, healthy, happy, live with ease. Or imagining a compassionate friend is offering the phrases to you. Or continue practicing with we, yourself, and the easy one. Whatever feels easy, approachable. And practicing again in the silence. Keeping a felt sense of body, perhaps body with breathing. Maybe the smile, soothing touch, supporting ourselves. And take a half a minute more for that part of the practice. And again, noticing how the practice sits with you. Letting it be however it is with kindness, a loving awareness. Sometimes we practice loving kindness, especially for ourselves, and what we get is anything but loving kindness. It's okay. It's all part of the process. And then seeing if we can open our goodwill to one another, to this community, everyone who's here. Taking a little glance at the screen and seeing the images of one another, the squares, the names. Include yourself. And as you're ready, go inward again and offer the phrases for all of us, letting this community be a stand-in, perhaps for all beings or all human beings, if you will, if you like. May we all be safe. May we all be healthy. May we all be happy. May we all live with ease. So taking a minute for that. And take a half minute more for that. And noticing again how it feels for you in body, heart, and mind. And really bringing kindness to ourselves as we finish off the practice. Can we gently resolve to be kind to ourselves? To be friendly. And in so doing, we will be friendly with others. Listening to the end of the bells before coming out of the practice.